Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 19th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Apple launched Apple Music TV in the U.S., a free live stream channel of curated music videos in the Apple Music app, Apple TV, and online. The channel will premiere new videos every Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with Apple also saying the channel will feature special curated music video blocks, live shows, and events, as well as chart countdowns and guests. John Prosser's sources say Apple may hold a special event on November 17th to introduce the first Macs running on Apple Silicon. Prosser doesn't have a perfect record on these things, but did accurately forecast the October 13th iPhone event, and Bloomberg also reports new Apple Silicon Macs are expected in November. Ireland's Data Protection Commissioner announced it was investigating Instagram over its use of children's personal data. The investigation comes from a complaint by David Steyer, a data scientist who looked at Instagram users under 18 that were easily able to convert personal accounts to business accounts, publicly displaying phone numbers and email addresses. The DPC will look if Instagram has a legal basis for processing a minor's information, if it deployed adequate protections on that data, and if it followed GDPR rules on profile and account settings. A closed beta of Facebook's updated Messenger API now supports sending Instagram messages. This will allow business accounts to build in pre-configured automatic responses to common questions and plug in communications to CRM systems. The Messenger API itself doesn't support cross-app communication. The Pakistan Telecommunication Authority announced it lifted its ban on TikTok in the country after TikTok senior management agreed to moderate the platform in accordance with societal norms and laws of Pakistan. TikTok also committed to block users who continually publish content the regulator deemed unlawful. The ban lasted 11 days, but the PTA said it would block TikTok permanently if TikTok does not live up to its agreements. The UK Department of Transport announced that starting in 2021, an update to driving laws will make it illegal for anyone in the UK to pick up and use a mobile phone while driving. Previous laws had a loophole that made it illegal to use a device which performs an interactive communication, but did not bar things like taking photos or playing a game specifically. Drivers will still be able to use devices hands-free. The chairman of Japan's Fair Trade Commission announced the agency will coordinate with its U.S. and European counterparts on antitrust probes into Google, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook. Japan's FTC is also considering launching its own antitrust probe into Google's acquisition of Fitbit, as well as researching how to spur competition into Japan's mobile marketplace. Software security company Tripwire's vulnerability and exposure research team uncovered a stack-based buffer overflow bug inside SonicOS. SonicOS is installed on almost 800,000 VPN appliances from network security company SonicWall. The flaw can be triggered from the WAN side by an unauthenticated HTTP request involving a custom protocol handler letting an attacker cause a persistent denial of service condition. The Raspberry Pi Foundation announced the Raspberry Pi Compute Module 4 for embedded applications. This offers similar processor and RAM specs to the standard Raspberry Pi 4, but comes with a single-lane PCI Express 2.0 interface, support for dual HDMI displays, dual cameras, and optional dual-band Wi-Fi 5 and Bluetooth 5.0. It features a smaller footprint than the previous compute modules and breaks GPIO pin compatibility. The Compute Module 4 starts at $25 for a 1GB of RAM model and goes all the way up to $90 for 8GB of RAM, 32GB of storage, and wireless connectivity. Xiaomi announced it's working on a new 80-watt wireless charging system, posting a video showing a 4,000 mAh battery charged to 50% in 8 minutes and fully charged in 19 minutes. The company didn't say when the tech will ship. Xiaomi currently offers 50-watt wireless charging on the Mi 10 Ultra. And finally, Google announced it will discontinue its emergency location sharing app, Trusted Contacts, this December, with the app already removed from the Play Store. The app launched in 2017, letting users ask a trusted contact if they were okay, with the contact's last known location only sent if they didn't respond. Google suggests using real-time location tracking in Google Maps, which requires opting in to constant tracking by specific contacts. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.